Chapter 3, Where to Find Filthy Rich's Properties. There are many different ways to find these properties. You can go through all of the usual ways everyone else finds properties. However, I want to focus on a few of the most profitable and fastest ways. 1. Vacant houses. I know it's kind of simple, but as you ride around, always be looking for the dirt cheap, low-end houses that look like they are vacant. I have found some of my best deals this way. The typical deal is that someone owns a house they have either inherited or it used to be a rental, but they just haven't fixed it up to rent out again. Then you come along and offer them a few thousand dollars to get it off their back, so to speak. If you can't find the owner of a vacant house, there are several things you may be able to do. If you really want to find out who the owner of a property is, as a last resort, take one of your for sale by owner signs, put it in the yard with your number on it, and invariably within a few days, the owner will find you and find out why you have a sign in their yard. Here is the second one. If you still can't find the owner, look up all of the owners on the street at the county website and get their contact information from the People Finder websites in your bookmarks, and then call all of the neighbors to see what they know about the owner of the vacant property. You can also simply stop by and talk to the neighbors. Here is the third. If you know the owner's name but you can't find the actual owner, then you can contact a credit reporting agency and buy what is called a credit header. It looks like a credit report on the person and includes employment information, home address, and even phone numbers on file. In fact, it includes everything a regular credit report has except the actual credit. To find one, just do a Google search for the words credit header, or you could simply pay for an online background check. 2. Realtors. This is where I find a lot of my properties. You want to search the realtor's website for properties under $50,000, then call the listing agent and go through the script and then make the offer based on the analyzer. Then always tell the realtor to put you on their email notification list to get more properties listed below $50,000. Now you have the realtor's MLS sending you properties daily that meet this criteria. I've included a group of realtors in your bookmarks. Now you may be thinking, why would the realtors want to be bothered with a cheap $5,000 house? After all, at a 6% commission, they would only make $300, right? And the listing agent and buyer's agent would have to split that. Wrong. The realtors usually have a minimum commission built into each listing agreement, especially the bank-owned properties. I found that on the filthy richest type of properties, the realtors is going to make around $1,500 plus or minus. Although we are still buying properties for $5,000, we are also buying houses for $10,000 to $15,000 or more as well. We are just selling them for more money. As I have mentioned, we find a lot of our properties from realtors. Although there are many sources, as you will see, I have just found that when dealing with realtors and the bank-owned properties, I tend to get more deals and close them much faster. Below is the script that you can use when making offers with realtors. How to find the best REO realtors. This is an awesome idea to find out who the REO realtors are in your area. These are the realtors that work directly with banks or asset managers who have taken properties by foreclosure. Okay, here's what you do. You simply ask one of your realtors to pull up online and email you or print you a list of properties that have already sold with the keywords of REO, bank owned, seller addendum required, and foreclosure. Then you contact the listing agent of these properties, as they are the ones that work with the banks and asset managers getting all of the foreclosure listings. Get on their email list, put them on yours, visit their website, and add it to your bookmarks and make some offers through them. Realtor.com is probably the best site to find these properties. 3. Bank-owned REOs. Now, we also find a lot of properties on the bank REO websites. They typically list the realtor's contact information, so you will contact the realtor to make the offer. I like looking on the bank REO sites because sometimes a property will be listed there before the realtor has it listed on the MLS or on their website. It's a good way to get a jump start on other buyers before too many people know about the property. There is a list of these banks in your bookmarks. 4. Free classified sites. This is a great way to search for properties as well as place your own ad to get people to call or email you. Just search for certain keywords like handyman special, fixer-upper, cheap, cash, divorce, transferred, motivated, reduced, must sell, abandoned, foreclosure, REO, seller addendum required, etc. Then you could also place your own ad with similar text. Here's a sample ad you could place. I buy dirt cheap fixer-upper handyman specials below $50,000. Quick cash, quick closing. Any condition, anywhere. LarryBuysHouses.com or 855-LARRY-BUYS. In your million-dollar Rolodex, also known as bookmarks, are the best free classified sites to search and run ads on. 5. eBay. eBay is a great place to find deals, but you have to be careful and search the ads very carefully. Just go to realestate.ebay.com and search for keywords, handyman special, fixer-upper, cheap, cash, and others previously listed. Also, be careful as some ads are selling the property with owner financing and you are just bidding on the down payment. I will show you how to sell your properties this way a little later. You also want to make sure that if you are buying a property on eBay, that you get a general warranty deed. If they are just giving you a quitclaim deed, it usually means the property was a bank-owned property and the seller bought it in a bulk sale, so there may still be back taxes owed on the property. There may also be code violations or title problems as well. Just make sure if you buy a property on eBay that you can get title insurance and verify that there are no outstanding taxes owed on the property. For that matter, make sure you always get title insurance. 6. Houses for sale sites. Although this is similar to the free classified sites, it is different in that all of these sites are real estate specific. You can go to these sites and search for properties as well as run your own ads. I have included in your bookmarks a group of these sites. 7. Auctions. There is a folder in your bookmarks for auction. There are online auctions and offline auctions. Also, I want to suggest that you find out who all the local auction companies are, get on their physical mailing list as well as their email list, and you want to call them on a regular basis. Send them your business card, send them a flyer, let them know what you do, and search their website often for properties that may be coming up for auction. You will also want to attend auctions to be able to build your buyers list. Many people at real estate auctions are investors, so just take your business card and give it out to everyone there, and also get other investors' cards as well and tell them that you also have properties available to investors. There are also many government auctions available. I have included in your bookmarks a section to help you find these as well. 8. Code enforcement. Another good source is code enforcement. I want to suggest in your county and in your surrounding counties that you find out who the building inspector or minimum housing inspectors or code enforcement officers are. Get their contact information, their phone, and their email. But if you stay in touch with these people, just go visit them. Find out if they have any properties with code violations on them. They may not be able to get in touch with the owner or cannot get the owner to fix up the property. I have had them just bring me in their office, open up the door, pull open the files, and tell me about different properties that they either cannot find the owner or cannot get the owner to fix up the property. Remind them that this is a public information. Anything that the government has like that is public information. Don't just limit yourself to one county. Check around and get to know the building inspectors. Some of the best deals that we have purchased have been through building inspectors this way. The script below can be used when calling code enforcement offices or when you get a call from a code enforcement office about your bandit signs being put up illegally. 9. Property managers. This is a great source for the filthy richest properties, since many of the properties that a property management company manages are the low-end properties. There are many investors who have owned a property for a long time and they are just tired of being in the landlord business. Contact the property management companies in your area or where you want to buy properties and get on their mailing list or email list to get available properties as they become available. 10. Hard money lenders. There are a lot of hard money lenders that make rehab loans to investors to buy and rehab properties. Sometimes these lenders have to foreclose on the property, so this is a chance for you to be able to buy them at a low cash price. Just find the ones in your area and get to know them and stay in touch, so they will send you deals when they have to sell. Most also have a website where they post their REO properties. 11. Bird dogs. This is a great way to get a new investor to help you find deals. A bird dog is basically a person who finds the house for you, then you do the negotiating. You can pay them a percentage of the deal or just a lead depending on your state's real estate laws. The best place to find bird dogs is at your local real estate investors association. You can also place Craigslist ads or bandit signs that say, "Real estate investor seeks apprentice," with your number. 12. For rent signs and ads. This is another good source to find a don't want or landlord. You can call on the signs on the property and also the ads both online and in the paper. If the ad is with a property manager, then call them and get on their list of investors to call when they have a property for sale. Now, these are one of the absolute best ways to find the filthy richest properties. There are many more ways to find deals. However, I want to focus on the best, easiest, fastest ways to find these specific type of properties so you can start making money as soon as possible. Did you notice that most of these ways could be done online? This is the quickest way to find deals. 13. HUD houses. Now, HUD houses are houses that had a borrower with an FHA loan and they defaulted. I buy a lot of HUD houses. I really like HUD because it's all done on the computer. All bids are submitted at HUDHomeStore.com. There is no getting on the phone or emailing, as all bidding is done online. In fact, I wrote a book all about buying HUD houses at deep discounts. It's called HUD Homes Half Off. You can get a free copy by going to FreeHUDBook.com. How to find the real deal on the neighborhood. It is important that you do not buy any filthy richest houses in drug-infested areas. I know just by the fact of the price range, there is a better chance that a potential property is in a bad area than, say, a $100,000-plus house. However, you want to stay away from the war zones. Here is how to be able to tell what kind of neighborhood the house is in. First, go to the Trulia.com website and type in the property address. Then scroll down and look for the green map. This is also a crime map, which will be able to tell you how many crimes have been reported in the area. It is also a heat map in that the more red you see on the map, the more crime is in the area. In your bookmarks, I have listed many other crime websites that allow you to determine what kind of area the house is located in.